Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello again. Happy Tuesday. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out for the rest of the week on Drive Time from 4 p.m. In fact, today I'm along Trevor Sinclair. Oh, I scored no red goal once. Yeah, we've all done that. Anyway. More on that later. We begin the podcast, the show, whatever you want to call it, with news that Christian Eriksen has agreed in principle, whatever that means, to sign for Manchester United on a free transfer. Are you signing? Yeah, in principle. What does that mean? I don't know. Anyway, Danny Murphy, the former Liverpool midfielder, wasn't too excited by the news.
Christian Eriksen moving to his right-hand side, running the ball, he's free in the box. Eriksen! Christian Eriksen!
Do you know what? It's a difficult one because I really like Eriksen. I've always admired him in terms of his creativity and his, you know, the way he plays. He's free with his football. He tries things. He's good at set plays. He's got two good feet. But would it excite me if I was a United fan? He's going to be a squad player, isn't he? He's not going to play instead of Fernandes. He is a welcome addition to any squad because he's experienced and he has quality. But if you're looking at the big games when United compete against Liverpool, City and Chelsea, is he going to play in their first 11? He could come off the bench and change a game, yeah, he could. But is he going to bring United closer to Liverpool and City? No, nowhere near it.
With the news that Eriksen is moving to United, Cristiano Ronaldo is reportedly looking to exit Old Trafford. Former Palace Mona and owner Simon Jordan thinks Ronnie is not a huge loss if he leaves.
It's his gift if he wants to leave the club, and I actually don't think it's a bad thing. I think if you look at the statistics, whilst he, you know, there's no doubt Cristiano Ronaldo's going to score goals because the last thing that goes with a boxer is his punch. He'll score goals, but when you're trying to compete with the sides that play in a certain way to try and overtake them, you need to have more possession, you need to be more effective across the entire 11 players and not just one player every now and again banging in goals that win games, score hat-tricks against Norwich that, with the greatest respect in the world, are not that particularly important.
Time to hear from the fun boy, Jason Cundy, and Jermaine Pennant on the Sports Bar.
I've said this many, many times. I think Neymar is overrated. I'd not say he's a bad player. I think he's overrated. I'm not so sure he'd fit in at Chelsea. Ronaldo, yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that's a little bit concerned that it's not going to be a Thomas Tuchel signing. It feels a little bit like a Todd Bowley one where he's coming in with the money. He's thinking, do you know what? Oh, Ronaldo, he's getting seduced by one of the world's greatest ever players, right? And he's available. And then there's a Sterling one. The Sterling, for me, makes so much sense. Age, you know, I don't quite know what he's going to cost, but it feels and sounds a little bit like it's going to be a decent deal.
It's a tough one because you've got, you know, what you did have, or, you know, the rumours that Ziyech might be going, you've got Pulisic. Yeah. They're all similar amount, similar players like Sterling. And I think what you missed massively last season was goals.
Oh, Gemma.
Up steps Ronaldo, right footed, in! He's done it! Ronaldo has done it!
If you've got a Ronaldo who was in a, you know, it's fair to say, a bang average Man United team and scoring 18 plus goals, him in your team, even if you got the same amount, it will go a long way and it will take you up a different gear. So I know he's 37, but you just look at the numbers and the goals. I think Ronaldo would be a better signing than Sterling.
On now to cricket. And the final test between England and India is finally poised going into the final day. Ben Stokes' side need another 119 runs to win the match and level the series. Here's TalkSport's Johnny Norman.
Bairstow and Root, two Yorkshiremen who have both got through to stumps in the 70s, meaning England will come back tomorrow where a full house is expected at Edgbaston, needing just 118 with 7 wickets in hand to wrap up another record-breaking run chase. England at stumps on day 4 in Birmingham, 260 for 3.
And don't forget to check out TalkSport's cricket podcast Following On with Steve Hammy-Harmison. Where can I get that, Goldstein? Well, do you really want to listen to it? Yeah, I do. I love cricket. Well, I'd rather you not know me then. Why is that? Huh? Well, just turn up and get it. Well, where you get all the podcasts from, doesn't matter. Anyway, on to Wimbledon. And tennis bad boy Nick Kyrgios is into the quarterfinals, or as some call it now, the last eight, for the first time since 2014, just before quarter past eight. Now, there was bad blood in his previous match, which led to him being fined. Blimey, he keeps getting fined. He must have a direct debit to the LCA. Anyway, here's Simon Fun Sponge Jordan hitting out of the Australian.
Yeah, and I'll get fined for that. Why would I need to apologise? I'm getting fined for it. I always get fined. So I'm very keen to see what he will get after today.
I think there's a code of conduct that you would expect from players. Nothing to do with blue ribbon events because it's Wimbledon and everyone talks about strawberries and cream, but I think there's a distraction value. And to complain after every single shot and to operate the way he does, I think it's a form of cheating. He's mercurial. His talent is unbelievable. Listen to players talk about him. Listen to McEnroe, who's probably one of the most gifted players that ever lifted a tennis racket, talk about him in terms of his talent. But he hasn't won a slam. And there's a reason why he hasn't won a slam, because, you know, he's a certain type of mentality. So right. He runs around dismantling other people's games, disrupting the way that they play by constantly disrupting the game. McEnroe did it a few years ago, but he won slams.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line!
Do it then! Stop saying it! Do it!
Don't talk to me.
When he berates the umpire, when he castigates the umpire, when he demands the umpire does certain things, right? It's for the umpire to sit there and go, right, that'll do. Enough from you, right? I've understood your point of view, but we don't keep on the way you're keeping on. When he keeps on with the constant chundering, the criticism, when he talks about five or six years ago, when he talks to Stan Wawrinka about the fact that he knows who slept with his girlfriend on court, what kind of behaviour is that?
Now, former Rangers and Scotland goalkeeper Andy Gorham sadly passed away this weekend at the age of 58 after a short battle with cancer. Alan McQuist paid tribute to his former teammate on TalkSport.
His bravery, Woodsy, was absolutely incredible. I kept coming back and saying to the boys, I thought he was actually in a state of shock with the news, right, which would have been understandable. But actually, he wasn't. He actually wasn't in a state of shock. He was just showing a remarkable bravery that I've never seen in my life before. I mean, I thought it was shock, but it never changed. The whole thing never changed, so it wasn't shock, it was just a bravery. Anyway, he succumbed to this horrendous illness, and we're all in absolute no doubt that he's free from pain and in a far better place. He was a pal, he was the best goalkeeper I've ever played with, and, you know, he was absolutely unbelievable as a goalkeeper, and I would have to tell you, he was one hell of a man. He had a bit of everything in his makeup, and it's a sad, sad loss, and tragically taken away far too soon. 58 is not an age at all, and we'll all miss him desperately.
Here's Collins, setting it up for Paul McStay. It's a great effort by McStay, and the save from Andy Gorham denies the Celtic captain.
He was playing, I think it might have been his first game for Scotland at the cricket, and they're playing Australia at the Grange in Edinburgh in a one-day game, right? So obviously the Australians are taking this particular match slightly less seriously than the Scottish lads, because the Australian lads, they know they're going to win the game. So I think they're all out the night before on the Friday night, and Andy gets in tow with all the Australian boys, and they're having a right good few bevvies and getting on with it. It's about 2-3 in the morning. I think it was Big Merv Hughes. Right, do you remember Big Merv Hughes? I hope I get this right. The Australian fast bowler had the big moustache, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so a big evil looking man. So Andy's with the bar, him at the bar with him till about 2-3 in the morning, having a couple of drinks and getting on with it. So anyway, Scotland won the toss and they decide to bat, right? And Andy's opening bat and he's looking down and it's Merv Hughes who's got the ball. And he's thinking to himself, ah, God, Big Merv, he said. I had a couple of pints of Big Merv at the bar last night. He'll kind of look after me, right? So Merv Hughes runs up, right, Woodsy, and delivers this ball that Andy describes as nearly taking his head off, right? So Andy's crouched down in the at the crease at his wicket, and as he lifts his head, there's this massive head in front of him. Merv Hughes with saliva and spittles all over his moustache. And he looks at Gorham and says, "You should have stacked to soccer, mate."
Amazing.
He said, "I was shaking like a leaf."
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, it's just one day to go until the start of the Women's Euros. And, of course, you're hearing from a different player each day in the build-up to the start of the tournament. Today's focus is on England goal machine, Ellen White.
Diving goal was poor, hits the crossbar, comes out, tucked in by Ellen White. It's 2-2.
She's just got another goal, and she has the record for England. She now has England's goal-scoring record, 47 goals for Ellen White.
That's the thing with Ellen as well. She's one of those players, when she's on your team, she's great. But when you're playing against her, she's annoying because every single time those centre-backs are getting the ball, she'll slide tackle even if it's not on. She'll put her foot in. And that's the type of number nine that you like playing with because she's not scared or afraid to do the dirty work for the rest of her teammates.
You can't ever get used to this. It's just mind-blowing every time. And I feel super honoured to be part of this squad, the talent that we have on show, the staff that we've got. Yeah, I feel really lucky and excited to, you know, 6th of July needs to come quickly.
And she's a player who is really an object lesson to anyone who thinks their career's winding down because she's better now at 33 than she was at 28.
The balance that we have, the youth, the experience, but not just kind of internationally, the experience that some of these players have had in Champions League, in finals, it's incredible.
Goalkeeper spills it and Ellen White has tucked it in and would you believe it?
We've got so many great leaders in the squad as well, the talent on the field. So yeah, it could potentially be the best England squad, definitely.
She is a proper number nine. You know, she's a goal record at WSL level and at international level speaks for itself.
On the road to the Women's Euros, live on TalkSport.
That was England striker Ellen White. Remember, TalkSport will have commentary of all the England and Northern Ireland games on the TalkSport network. And it all kicks off tomorrow with England up against Australia. Do you want to put another shrimp on the barbie, mate? Austria, my mistake. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. From I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Trevor Sinclair. Oh, I scored an over. We know you did.
Sinclair! What a goal! It's the sort of finish that we'll be seeing replays of 10, maybe 20 years in the future.
Come off your shin, anyway. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts first thing in the morning, so make sure you get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.